我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我先一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰一书。
Please turn with me to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
我们要从第一节读到第十节。
We will read verses 1 through 10.
我们就把整章读一下。
We'll read the entire chapter.
约翰一书第一章第一节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。好，我们请英文的读。
Verse 1, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
第五节中文，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若是说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
Continuing with verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通，这个与神交通。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters on the topic of having fellowship with God.
我想在我们进入这个主题之前呢，
And before we enter into this message,
我一直希望我们能把一个问题呢，把它弄得清楚一点。
I hope that we can clarify one question.
就在我们基督徒的这个生活和侍奉里，
That in a Christian's life and service,
到底我们该是主动呢，还是被动？
Should we be passive or should we be active?
是主动对呢，还是被动对？
Which one is right, for a Christian to be passive or to be active?
我们从使徒行传里面可以看见。
From the book of Acts we can see.
我们知道使徒行传记载了两个重要的人物。
We can see in the book of Acts, it highlights two important characters.
一个是彼得，一个是保罗。
One is Peter and one is Paul.
那么我们看见这两个人呢，他们在天性上是不一样。
And we can see that The two of them have different personalities and different characters.
保罗是一个非常积极主动的人。
Paul was one who was very active.
啊，那么彼得呢，看起来似乎是比较被动。
And it seems like Peter was a little bit more passive.
啊，所以有很多读圣经的人以为说，有的我们效法保罗，有的我们效法彼得。
So those who study the Bible, there are some who imitate Paul and some who imitate Peter.
我们知道今天在神的百姓中啊，也是有这两种个性。
And within God's people today, we see these two types of personalities.
有的人的性格是非常主动。
Some are very proactive.
有的人的性格是非常被动。
And some are more passive.
所以呢，因此在侍奉上，在生活上，你会显出来，有的人很积极主动，有的人很被动。
So in life and in service, we see these two personalities. One is very active and one is very passive.
那么到底这两种哪一种是比较好，比较对呢？
But which one of these personalities is right?
我想，弟兄姊妹们，就是我们过去和弟兄姊妹讲到的这个与神啊，这个 with God 这个词。
And I've shared in the past this important phrase, with God.
所以我们讲到这个词说明一件什么事情呢？
And what does this phrase speak to?
说明呢，我们是在被动中的主动。
It speaks to a relationship that we have with God that is passively active.
啊，这个才是正确的答案。
And this is the more accurate, description.
所以弟兄姊妹记得吗？
So, do you guys remember?
牢记这个。
Always remember this.
什么样是对的？
What is right?
被动中的主动。啊，你记住。
A passively active life before God.
啊，英文的也可以记得吧。Passively active. 啊，很好记。是被动中的主动。
A passively active relationship with God.
我们说过，这个意思就说呢，如果主不动，我们也不动。
So what this speaks to is that if God does not initiate, then we don't, step before him.
主如果动的话，
And if God were to move,
我们就积极的来配合他。
Then we co-work with his movement.
这个在基督徒的生活和侍奉里面是非常重要的原则。
This is so important in a Christian's life and our service.
我们都知道我们一蒙恩得救，我们称主耶稣基督为主。
We know that when we are a born again Christian, we now proclaim that Jesus is Lord.
那就是说呢，一切都是他主动。
That means that he is the one who initiates all things.
我们在他的主动中，我们配合。
Within his leading and initiating, we co-work with him.
弟兄姊妹，不要小看这个原则。
Please don't minimize this principle.
今天很多时候基督徒属灵生活侍奉中达不到主的心意，这是一个很关键的东西。
And this is a very critical concept that we need to understand because in our life with the Lord, many times we don't have this.
所以侍奉主不是完全随着我们人的个性。
So in our service, it's not how we please.
我再说弟兄姊妹们。
But I'll say again,
我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
after a Christian is born again,
我们是有主的。
We have the Lord.
你知道你有个主人吗？
Do you realize that you have a master?
你在那里称他为主的时候，
and as while you are proclaiming,
你真的心里面知道他是你的主吗？
In your hearts, do you really recognize him as your
Lord? 所以属灵的生活和侍奉，一切都是以他为主的。
So in our spiritual life and our service, it's all about him being our Lord.
我们乃是在被动中来主动。
But we are just, in this passively active, position.
啊，这个才是一个正确的一个态度啊。
And this is a more accurate description of our attitude.
所以今天早晨当我们要来讲到这个与神交通的时候，
So this morning as we fellowship on the topic of fellowshipping with God,
我们也必须有这一个很清楚的这个原则把它抓住。
We need to grasp this important concept.
如果神不要跟你交通，
If God does not want to have fellowship with you,
你不可能跟他交通的。
There's no way you can have fellowship with him.
啊，但是呢， 当我们读圣经的时候，
But when we read the Bible,
我们发现神非常愿意与人交通。
We find that God really wants to have fellowship
with us. 因为他愿意与我们交通。
Because he is willing to have fellowship with us.
所以呢，我们就可以主动来与他交通。
Then we can actively have fellowship with him.
但是很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
今天很多神的儿女们呢，
many of God's people,
神愿意与我们交通，
God is willing to have fellowship with us,
但是我们却不太知道要跟他交通。
But we don't have the understanding that we need to have fellowship.
这个在基督徒属灵经历中间是一个很关键性的东西。
And this is a very important, thing in our Christian life.
因为神愿意与我们交通。
But God is willing to have fellowship.
所以他要求我们与他交通。
So he requires that we have fellowship with him.
这就是我们今天呢可以做得到的。
And this is something that is doable today.
你知道神呢爱我们。
You know that God loves us.
他从来没有把我们做不到的事情来要求我们。
He'll never impose, something that we cannot achieve.
如果他要求我们，我们根本做不到。
If
he, 做不到。
If he does require something of us, we can't do it on our own.
啊，我最近在圣经里面呢，我也去注意到呢，所谓立约的问题。
And as I was doing my own personal Bible study, I came across to make a covenant.
啊，那么我就发现一件事情。
And I realized one thing.
好像圣经中呢没有明确的教导要我们与神立约。
It doesn't seem like the Bible clearly states that we need to have a covenant with him.
那么在旧约圣经里面，
Now in the Old Testament time,
有一些你读以斯拉记的时候是他们与神立约。Ezra.
Oh, in the Old Testament time, in Ezra's time, the Lord had a covenant with them.
啊，不是，是百姓呢要与神立约。
No, the people had a covenant with God.
但是圣经里面就没有找到这个好像与神立约这种的要求。
But it seems like there's no requirement in other parts of the Bible that speak of
we need a covenant with him. 为什么神没有这样的一种的要求呢？
So why does God not require this of us?
因为神知道我们人不可靠。
Because he knows that man is not trustworthy.
我们每次跟他立了约，我们就毁约。
Whenever we make a covenant with him, we break that.
这是我们的难处。
And that's our problem.
所以神没有勉强我们。
So God does not force.
当然神渴望我们，他立约，我们也跟他立约。
But of course God desires for us to have a covenant with him.
按照我们人的经验来讲，我们人是不可靠的。
But according to man, we are not trustworthy.
所以只有神是守约施慈爱的神。
Only God is the God who can keep these covenants.
啊，所以在圣经里面一再看见神与人立约，神与人立约。
So in the Bible, it keeps mentioning God made a covenant with man. God made a covenant with man.
又等于说他用那个约把他自己约束起来了。
Means that within that covenant he gives us, his covenant encompasses himself.
Yeah.我们人呢受约束吗？有时候我们讲说主啊，我把自己奉献给你了。哦，祷告的时候非常热切，一爬起来就跑掉了，对吧
？Sometimes we are so fickle in our promises to God. While we're praying, we pour out our hearts to God, and then as soon as the prayer is over, we throw God aside.
所以神太知道我们这些人了。
So God knows us all too well.
所以他蛮有恩典。
So he gives us a lot of grace.
他只叫我们做我们能做的。
He only requires us to do what we are able to
do. 那么弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and
sisters, 你要与神交通，这是你可以做的。
To have fellowship with God, this is doable for us.
所以神就在这里呢，告诉我们，我们应当与神有交通。
So God requires that we have fellowship with him.
我再说啊，
And I'll say again,
我们的个性可以不一样。
We could have different personalities.
但在受神引导的原则上面是一样。
But how the principle of how the Lord leads us, this is all the same.
所以你读使徒行传的时候，你很清楚看见。
So when you read the book of Acts, we can clearly see.
保罗常常呢，自己自动自发要做什么。
Paul will initiate his own work sometimes.
所以神就拦阻他。
And then the Lord will stop him.
圣灵不许，耶稣的灵禁止，圣灵禁止，耶稣的灵不许，你看见。圣灵禁止他 不让他。
The Spirit stopped him from moving forward.
对。你可以在使徒行传16、17、18、27章你就读到这样的话。
And you can read this from Acts 16, 17, 18.
所以到后来保罗写哥林多前书的时候啊。
So later on when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians.
你看他的态度上有很大的转变。
You can see a big change in his attitude.
他讲主若许。
Then he mentions, if the Lord is willing.
啊弟兄姊妹们那么这个天性上非常积极主动的人。
This one Paul who has this, very active and proactive nature.
他知道做一切事都需要听主的话。
And now he realizes that in all things he needs to wait upon the Lord.
所以他就说主若许。
So he says, if the Lord is willing.
啊他再也不敢自己起来主动做什么。
And he doesn't dare to move forward without the Lord's approval.
那我们看彼得呢?
Then we look at Peter.
在使徒行传里面他都是被神牵着走的。
And Peter, he seemed like he was, the Lord was holding his hand and leading him.
啊好你看在第十章的里面。
In Acts chapter 10,
他去哥尼流的家里。
He went to Cornelius.
哥尼流是外邦人。
And he was a Gentile.
那么他在这个海边那个约帕那个地方看见了异象。
And Peter saw a vision.
啊那么神还用异象告诉他那么你要把那个大布中间的这个不洁净的食物把它宰了吃对吧
And he saw this vision that he was not to take part in these, sacrificed animals.
啊那些不洁净 unclean.
These unclean animals.
哦他还跟神说神啊那个不洁净的东西我从来没有入过我的口。
And Peter said to the Lord that, Lord, I've never eaten these unclean animals.
主说神所分别为圣你不可以当作不洁净。
And God said to Peter that what I have deemed clean, you cannot say that it's not clean.
我们知道神是要把他带到外邦人中间去。
And we know that God was to lead Peter among the Gentiles.
所以你会看见啊弟兄姊妹们在初期的教会里面。
We can see the first church.
这个使徒们为我们做了好的榜样。
You can see the example that the apostles made for us.
他们无论是积极主动无论是被动的都要听神的话。
Whether they were actively serving God or passively serving God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
it had to be all under God's control.
我们在地上的生活和行动。
So how we live in this world.
要活在与神的交通当中。
We need to live within the fellowship of God.
这个是我们很重要的功课。
And this is an important homework assignment for us.
我们要看谁学得好。
We have to see who learns this the best.
将来在主面前的奖赏就根据你在主面前所学的。
The reward that we will gain in heaven is directly correlated to how weHave learned this lesson.
所以感谢神，神愿意与人交通。
Thank God that He is willing to have fellowship with
us. 我们甚至和弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I've mentioned this before.
人受造的一个重大的目的之一。
That God has given us His.
No, to create 我们。神造我们。
God created us.
Yeah, 那个有目的。
With a purpose.
那个中间一个重大的目的就是神要以人做他交通的对象。
And the greatest purpose in creating man was so that he could have fellowship with man.
因为我们只有跟神有交通。
So only when we have fellowship with God.
我们才能够明白神的心意。
Can we know the heart of God.
所以其实啊弟兄姊妹你要很清楚明白圣经啊这本书呢就是神与人交通所产生的一个结果。
And the Bible is a product of God having fellowship with man.
彼得在彼得后书里面就很清楚告诉我们。
And in 2 Peter it clearly tells us.
圣经是神的灵感动人所写出来的。
That the Bible was written based on an inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
当人堕落之后。
After the fall of man.
神积极地寻找路。能够让 人和神之间恢复交通。
God was desperately trying to find a way to reestablish that fellowship between God and man.
在旧约的时代，
In the Old Testament time,
我们已经看见神找着了一些美好的、一些灵性的、有灵性的一些圣徒。
And in the
Old Testament,
we can see that there are some very
excellent spirit.
People with an excellent spirit.
啊，那么神就借着这些人把他的心意一点一点的通通释放出来了。
And through these people, the Lord was able to, use them to serve.
我们知道先祖们的故事啊。
We know the story of the prophets.
啊，不是 forefather。
forefathers.
先祖，祖先呢，我们的祖先。
Our forefathers.
啊，你看那个无论从以诺啊、挪亚这些人啊。
Like, Enoch and Noah.
啊，这些人呢，你看他们的生活，他们在生活上面呢，接受神的引导。
You can see how these ones were led by the Lord.
因为在他们的生活中，他们跟神有交通。
Because in their life, they had fellowship with God.
他们就知道如何生活。
And they knew how to live.
啊，我想我们有时间详细去说明，弟兄姊妹都清楚。
And I don't need to go into detail, I think you are all familiar with it.
然后我们看见后来神又得着很多人做领袖。Leaders.
Yeah. And then we saw how the Lord, used many others to be leaders.
啊，你看，像摩西。
Like Moses.
哇，神找到摩西。
And when the Lord used Moses,
神就可以跟他有更广泛的交通。
Then the Lord was able to have this great fellowship.
结果他就写下了摩西五经。
So then Moses was able to write the five books of Moses.
这不得了的书信呢，对不对？
What a amazing writing.
摩西有这个智慧能写吗？
Could Moses have do this on his own?
他有他的学问吗？能有这个学问吗？
Does he have the intellect to do this on his own?
做不了的。
He can't do it.
这是与神交通的结果，对不对？
But this is a result. The Pentateuch was a result.
神告诉他写的。
Of God fellowshipping with Moses.
没有任何人的智慧能写得出摩西五经的。
There is no one in our own mind who can write the Pentateuch.
所以神就借着一个世代一个世代中这一些人。
So God, through all the different generations, allowed these people, used these people.
他们就成了在地上主导神工作的一般人。
And these were people who were able to bring forth the work of God.
Yeah, 叫神的工作在地上能进行。
And the work of God could advance in the world.
所以你可以看见这个交通的这个重要啊。
So we can see the importance of having fellowship with God.
当然到了新约时代。
Then when we come to the New Testament,
主的救恩完成了。
When the salvation of God was completed,
我们基督徒的灵得着复活了，复苏了。
The spirit of man was revived.
所以这个功效呢，就变得更大。
So then this effect and the capacity was increased.
所以我们看见新约圣经，
We see in the New Testament,
比旧约圣经更进一步的启示神的心意。
The New Testament takes it a step further in highlighting the importance of God's will.
使徒们跟神有交通。
That the apostles were able to have fellowship with God.
就写下很多话，指引我们基督徒应该怎么生活。
And the apostles were able to scribe how the Lord led them, and it encouraged us to live.
所以现在我们属灵生活中有明确的指引。
So that now in our spiritual life we have a clear direction.
那么使徒们跟神之间交通，
and as the apostles continued to have fellowship with God,
那么他们就明白神的心意，
then they could understand the will of God.
他们明白什么是教会，
they could understand what the church is.
明白基督的意义，
they could understand the meaning of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这都是因为什么？在灵里与神交通所产生的结果。
And this is all a product of having fellowship with God.
这不是神光要跟这少数的人交通。
It's not that God only wants to have fellowship with these few.
神的心意是要跟所有的人有交通。
In God's heart, He wants to have fellowship with everyone.
所以只要我们里面的蒙了拯救， 我们有了这个新生命，我们就可以跟神交通。
After having this rebirth and we have this new life in the Lord, we can have fellowship with God.
所以在第一个世纪还没结束的时候
，So prior to the end of the first century,
约翰写下约翰一书。
John wrote the book of 1 John.
太宝贵了。
It is so precious of a book.
因为什么？他发现在基督徒中间很多人都不懂得跟神交通。
A lot, he realized that Christians did not know how to have fellowship with God.
不知道这个经历的宝贵。
And they didn't understand the preciousness of this.
所以他就写下了约翰一书。
So he wrote 1 John.
他首先告诉我们
He first tells us,
我们有生命才能有交通。
That if we can have fellowship only if we first have life.
啊，我想这个道理我们应该很明白。
And I think we can all understand this.
比如我里面有人的生命。
So, for example, in me, there's the life of man.
你里面有神的人的生命。
And in you, there's the life of man.
所以我们两个人呢，可以沟通。
So, we can have communication.
啊。弟兄姊妹要分辨两个字啊，一个叫做沟通，一个叫交通，这是不一样。
I want to differentiate two words. One is communication and one is fellowship.
啊，你看英文里面很清楚，不一样。
And it's clearly two different words.
人与人之间是沟通。
Man with man, you can have conversation.
我们人呢，有的时候呢跟那个动物啊也可以有一点点沟通。
But sometimes man, we can also have communication with animals.
啊，你家里的狗啊有的时候也可以听你的话，对不对？
And you can train your dog to communicate with you.
但是那个其实只是很微弱的一点点交通。
But this is a superficial, fellowship.
因为那个狗的生命跟人的生命差太多了。
Because a dog's life and a man's life is too different.
哇，有时候他听一点点，我们就高兴得不得了了，小孩子就跳蹦的。你看。
And if the dog were to obey you, you're full of joy.
所以呢，你就看见呢，这个生命是一个交通的一个根据啊。
So fellowship is based on life.
人与人之间有人的生命，所以我们可以沟通。
So man, we share the life of man so we can have conversation with one another.
今天我们也很清楚啊。
And today we can clearly see.
沟不通问题很大。
If you cannot communicate, it's a big problem.
啊，夫妻之间不能沟通了。
The communication between husband and wife, if you can't have that communication.
问题很大。
There's a big problem.
啊，父母跟儿女之间不能沟通了。
The communication between parents and their children, if there's no communication,
问题很大。
It's a big problem.
哇，今天很多家庭的问题啊。
And this is the problem of many.
有很多人做父母的人整天忧心啊，因为儿女跟你不沟通啊。
A lot of parents are in despair because they don't have open communication with their kids.
所以我们都知道这个人与人之间这个沟通是很重要的一件事情。
So we can see the importance of communication from man to man.
当然这还不仅是一个家庭的问题。
And it's not only a problem within the family.
全世界都在这个问题。
But throughout the world.
啊，但是人与人之间因为有人有人的生命，所以彼此可以沟通的。
But because man, we share the life of man, we can have communication.
但是请记得
Please remember,
神与人之间的交通是生命。
The communication between man and God is life.
啊，人与人之间交通很多都是人的理智，人的情感。
And the communication between man to man is based on emotion and our own intellect.
但是我们跟神之间的交通必须根据神的生命。
But our communication with God is based on the life.
你里面有神的生命，你才能跟神交通啊。
Only when you have the life of the Lord within you can you have fellowship with God.
所以难怪那个不信主的人，你跟他讲神的事情根本听不懂的。
That's why when you talk about God to someone who doesn't believe in God, they don't understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，神把一个新的生命给我们，有非常重大的意义。
And there's great meaning in the Lord giving us this new life. It's so that we can have fellowship with Him.
所以在约翰一书一开头他就告诉我们。
So in 1 John, at the very beginning, he tells us.
他说这个道是生命之道。
That the word is, this word is of life.
哎呀，今天呢，在地上的教会只注重道。
And a lot of churches in the world, we only pay attention to the word.
啊，只注重许多的教训，许多的教条教义。
A lot of doctrines and teachings.
啊， 那约翰告诉我们，不是光有道，是生命之道。
But John tells us that it's not just the word, but it's the word of life.
这告诉我们主的话是活的。
This tells us that the word of God is alive.
不是死道理。
It's not dead doctrine.
今天我们很多时候只把死道理告诉别人。
Sometimes today we only preach dead doctrines to each other.
所以我们跟神之间的交通是根据里面的生命。
So our fellowship with God is based on the life of God.
我们基督徒彼此之间的交通也是根据这个生命。
And the fellowship that brothers and sisters we have with each other is also based on this life.
简单的来说，你里面有主的生命，我里面，你里面有主的生命，我们两个人的谈话才有意义。
To put it simply, I have the life of the Lord in me, you have the life of the Lord in you, then when we have conversation, there is meaning.
否则呢，那只不过是人的沟通啊。
Otherwise, it's merely conversation between man and man, not fellowship.
交通是出自里面的生命。
Fellowship is based on the life within.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
教会不是一个传递知识的地方。
The church is not a place that preaches,
不是光是一个传递道理的地方。
It's not a place that only preaches doctrine and teachings.
啊，教会是生命之道。
The church is a place that preaches life.
感谢神。
So we thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你里面已经有了生命。
We thank God that in you there already is the life of the Lord.
你是可以跟神之间有交通。
And you are able to have fellowship with God.
啊，那么并且这个交通非常重要。
And this fellowship is very important.
影响我们的生活。
And it impacts our life.
也影响我们的侍奉。
And it also impacts our service.
其实呢，神在旧约时代
，actually in the Old Testament time，
他借着以西结已经预言讲到这件事情。
He already prophesied about this in Ezekiel。
哎，对，你看，如果你读以西结书三十六章
，if you look at Ezekiel 36，
26-27两节
，26-27，
他很清楚告诉我们
，it clearly tells us，
啊，神赐给我们个新的心，赐给我们新的灵。
That God has given us a new heart and a new spirit.
啊，叫我们因着有这个心灵可以遵行神的旨意。
And with this new spirit, we can please the Lord's.
Can do His will.
We can accomplish His will.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，感谢主，主耶稣来了，就把这一件事情借他的救恩把它应验。
And we thank the Lord that the Lord came into this world to establish this community, this fellowship.
所以圣灵又把我们重生了。
So the Holy Spirit has given us a new life.
啊，那我们里面就有了生命之灵，我们就可以跟神之间有交通。
So now with this new life, we can have fellowship with God.
并且今天神的灵就住在我们的心灵里面。
And the Spirit lives in our spirit today.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰在晚年的时候把这么一个简单的重要的道理告诉神的百姓。
And John in his latter years, gave us this important message.
我们知道在今天尤其这个末后的时代。
Particularly in today, the latter days.
我们能感觉到与神交通格外来的重要。
We can sense the importance of having fellowship with God.
约翰甚至告诉我们呢。
John also tells us,
当你得到这个新的生命的时候，
that after you have received this new life,
你生命中间有一些基本的一些知觉你是有的。
That you have these basic, senses.
啊，他告诉我们你可以听见。
He says that you can hear.
啊，你可以听见神的声音。
That you can hear the voice of God.
弟兄姊妹，你有听见过神的声音吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you heard the voice of God before?
不仅这样，你还可以看见。
And not only that, you can see.
啊，你可以看见。
You can see.
并且呢，你还可以触摸。
And you can also touch.
啊，所以约翰就告诉我们，今天我们里面有了这个生命，我们可以听见神的声音，可以看见他，看见他的荣耀，也可以触摸到他。
So John tells us that when we come before God, we can see him, hear his voice, we can see his glory and we can touch him.
也许今天有很多弟兄姊妹觉得哇，这个东西很玄妙。
Some people might think that this is very abstract.
是吗？对你来讲抽象吗？
Is this abstract to you?
那我说人的生命，那你就一点都不抽象了，对不对？
But when you come, when I mention the life of humans, then it's no longer abstract.
你看我们有人的生命。
Because the man, we have the life of man.
你们可以听见我的声音吗？
You can hear my voice, right?
有没有人今天听不见的？
Can anyone not hear me?
大家都听见，对不对？
Everyone can hear me.
啊，感谢主啊！我们聚会中很多年老的弟兄姊妹比较喜欢听我讲道，为什么呢？声音大。
And thank the Lord that some of the elderly enjoy listening to my preachings because I have a loud voice.
他说很多人讲话我们都听不见，你讲的话我们就听见。
They said other people when they preach, I can't hear their voice, but when you preach, you're loud
enough. 你可以听见，因为你有人的生命，对不对？
That means you can hear because you have the life of man.
你也听懂我的话了。
And you can understand.
那么你也可以看见我。
And you can see me.
对不对？当然你要摸到我不太容易，因为我们有距离。
Touching me will be a little difficult because I'm standing up here.
但是你知道是可以的。
But you know it's possible.
今天同样在属灵的生命里面，这也是真实的。
And this is true in spiritual terms.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的问题呢，是需要让这个生命逐渐的成长。
Our problem is that sometimes we don't allow that life to grow.
我曾经讲过。
I've mentioned in the past.
一个刚出生的婴孩
，a newborn baby，
他有耳朵是听不见的
，they have ears but they cannot hear，
他有眼睛也不大看得见
，they have eyes but they cannot see，
有手，他也不太会触摸
，they have hands but they don't know how to use them to touch things。
像变小 baby 的时候，就我跟他讲话他也听不懂。
And just like my son when he was a baby, he didn't hear my voice.
等他慢慢的长出来说，哎，你讲话，他听懂。哦，这个是爸爸，那个是妈妈，他就搞清楚了，对不对呢？
Then as the baby grows, then you can hear the mother's voice and the father's voice.
然后他的眼睛也会看见了，哦，这个是爸爸，那个是妈妈。
Then their eyes clear up and they can see that this face is mom and this face is dad.
所以你看那个几个月的孩子啊，他就能分辨。
So you can see, just an infant, they can discern.
有的孩子他不肯让你抱啊。
Some kids, they don't want a stranger to hold them.
对吧？你一抱他就哭了。
If a stranger holds them, they will cry.
他就在你怀里面挣扎，他要去找爸爸妈妈。
Because the baby will want their mom or dad.
所以生命是有分辨力的。
So life is able to discern things.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们里面有了神的生命。
Today we have the life of the Lord.
我们要让这个生命能成长。
And we want that life of the Lord to grow.
好叫我们能听得更清楚。
So we can hear more clearly.
然后看得更明亮。
So we can see more clearly.
能够跟主之间关系更亲密。
So that we can be more closely linked to the will of God.
所以这个呢，是建立在一个很重要的一个生命的根基上。
And so this is all based on this life.
在这样一种生命的感觉里面，
all of this within the sense of life,
我们跟神之间能建立最亲密的关系。
We can have this most intimate relationship with Him.
我们可以敞开心灵与他有交通。
We can open up our hearts and have fellowship with Him.
你知道我们这神呢，多渴望跟他的儿女有交通。
Do you know how much the Lord desires to have fellowship with His people?
他借着主耶稣基督完成这么大的救恩。
He through His Son Jesus established such a great salvation.
付上这么重大的代价。
Paid the ultimate price.
就是要把你我这些人召回来。
So that He can save you and I.
叫我们能成为他交通的对象。
So that we can be subjects of fellowship with Him.
那么弟兄姊妹，今天主跟我们能交通吗？
So today, can God have fellowship with us?
当然，交通有程度上的不同，对不对？
Of course, within fellowship, there's levels.
我们刚得救是个 baby.
When we're newly saved, we're infants.
我常常讲，小孩子 baby 的时候，你跟 baby 讲什么呢？你只能 baby talk， 对不对？
And with babies, you can only speak baby talk to them.
你爸爸好可爱哦，我这孩子好可爱哦，不，你乖哦，你乖哦，只能这么讲，对不对啊？
You hold the baby, they're very adorable, and you can only say certain things.
你没办法跟他讲在深奥的东西。
You can't speak in-depth, have in-depth conversations with them.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神的儿女们属灵生命不成长的时候。
So when the children of God, if we do not mature.
这叫我们神里面好像也很着急了，对不对？
It causes maybe despair in the Lord.
那找不到人可以谈话了。
The Lord can't speak his heart to us.
神一看这么多神的儿女。
He looks at us, he sees so many of his children.
哇，每个人只可以baby talk。
But he can only baby talk to us.
神的心里面有很多话想讲。
In God's heart, he wants to speak many things to us, and there's many things he wants to show us. But there's no one he can talk to.
所以在教会历史上我们看见,
so throughout church history,
we see,
when he found someone like Paul, it pleased God's heart.
所以保罗在加拉太书就讲了,
so Paul in the book of Galatians tells us
他说神乐意将他的儿子启示在我里面,
that God is full of joy when he reveals his heart to us.
那个地方呢,那个欢喜啊,那个字啊, 英文里面是pleasure这个字。
And the word that is used is pleasure.
所以当神能把他心中的意念交通给人的时候,
so when God is able to fully express his heart's desire
to
man, and he can explain his son even more to
him,
that causes God to have the most joy.
看着这个你不能讲,看那个不能讲,哎,终于找到一个人可以讲了,哎,多快乐。
Sometimes you have a lot of words pent up inside and you're trying to find the right person to speak to, and when you finally find that person, you're able to release that, it brings joy.
所以为什么我们有时候要交朋友啊?
So that's why we make friends.
交朋友就是找交通对象嘛,对不对?
Making friends is so that you can have someone else to talk
哇,
to.
好朋友在一起无话不谈的。
And when you're with your best friend, you can speak for hours.
有时候两个人坐在那里, 不需要什么弄杯茶或者 coffee, 谈一整个下午很快乐。
And when you're with your friend, you don't need to be doing much. You can sit there with a cup of tea or a coffee and talk for hours and just be happy.
因为你两个人沟通了。
Because you can communicate.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, today our God desires to have fellowship with us.
所以他要我们与他交通。
He wants to have communication with us, so he wants us to fellowship with him.
盼望我们基督徒在忙碌的生活里,
so may we in our busy life,
常常能花一点时间与神交通。
May we find some time to have fellowship with God.
啊, 那么约翰告诉我们,
so John tells us,
为什么有时候交不通呢?
Why is it that sometimes we cannot communicate with God?
这个交通有一个很大的阻碍。
And in fellowship there's a big barrier.
当他讲这个阻碍之前, 他先告诉我们, 这个跟神之间的交通必须是在光中。
Is that when we have fellowship with God, it has to be in light.
啊, 神是光啊。
Because God is light.
你跟他一交通你就很光明。
And when you have fellowship with him, that light shines upon us.
我们有经历的人就晓得。
Those who have experienced.
你每一次进到主的话语中与神有交通的时候就满了亮光,
when you enter into that fellowship in the Word and fellowship with God, you are full of light.
所以你不可能在黑暗里面跟神交通。
You cannot have fellowship with God in darkness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, we have to remember,
天然的智慧,
our natural intellect,
那个是不清楚的东西,
is not clear.
你只有在生命中与神交通,
only when we have fellowship with the Lord in life,
那个是充满亮光的,
then it is full of light.
啊, 所以今天我们需要活在这个生命里面与神有交通。
So today we need to live within the life of the Lord to have fellowship with God.
啊, 什么东西会叫这个光被消失呢?
Now what causes this light to be diminished?
就是人的罪。
Is man's sin.
啊, 所以约翰一书特别告诉我们,
so in 1 John, he specifically mentions to us,
人的罪是交通上面最大的障碍,
that sin is the greatest barrier that blocks us from having fellowship with God.
那我们知道这个罪是有根源的。
We know that sin has its origin.
罪的根源从哪里来的呢?
Where does sin come from?
我相信弟兄姊妹都应该知道啊。
I think everyone knows this.
当然第一个就是从仇敌来的, 魔鬼来的。
The first one is that sin comes from
Satan. 魔鬼总是叫人犯罪的。
Satan wants man, causes man to sin.
他用试探用意又叫你犯罪。
He uses temptation.
那第二个根源,
the second,
就是这个世界。
The second barrier is the world. This world causes man to sin.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天生活在这个世界里。
We live in this world today.
我们越过越感觉到我们所生活的世界是个邪恶淫乱的世界。
We feel more and more that this world is full of darkness and evil.
是很容易叫人犯罪的。
It causes man to sin very easily.
啊，还有一个就是我们的肉体。
And the third barrier is our own flesh.
天然的肉体是犯罪的根源。
Our natural flesh is the source of our sins.
所以我们感谢主。
But we thank God.
他在十字架上完成的救恩。
The salvation that he achieved on the cross for us.
他把这一切所有的障碍都把它除掉。
He removed all of these barriers.
尤其是主耶稣基督的宝血。
Especially the precious blood of Jesus.
约翰特别告诉我们。
John specifically tells us.
这个血能解决我们所犯的一切所有行为上的罪。
This precious blood can cleanse us from all of our sins.
所以在约翰一书里面告诉我们。
So in 1 John, he tells us.
这个血所带来的不仅是平安的问题。
This blood brings not only peace to us.
我们都知道你犯了罪你就不会有平安的了。
We know that if we committed sin, there's no peace within.
当你得到主的赦免，主的血洗净，你就平安了，对不对？
When you gain the forgiveness and the cleansing of the Lord, then you have peace.
但是在这里，约翰告诉我们。
But here, John tells us.
宝血不仅是带来平安的。
The precious blood not only brings peace.
也是带进与神的交通。
It also brings us into fellowship with God.
所以今天主的宝血。
So today, the precious blood of Jesus
是维持神与人交通畅通的唯一道路。
It is the only thing that preserves the fellowship between man and God.
所以我每次来到主跟前。
So every time we come before God,
我们先求主用他的血把我们洗净。
We need to first plead that to God that he would cleanse us with his precious blood.
不仅给我们里面有深处的安息。
And not only give us that peace within.
也能够引我们坦然无惧来到神的跟前。
But can also lead us just as we are before him.
让我们和神之间可以交通。
That we can have fellowship with him.
所以在基督徒的经历里面。
So in the experience of a Christian.
约翰告诉我们。
John tells us.
认罪是非常智慧的一件事情。
Repentance is,
Confess,
confessing our sins is, has wisdom.
啊，认罪是个智慧啊。
Confessing sins is wisdom.
不认罪是个愚昧的事情。
If you don't confess your sins, then you are foolish.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒要持定一件事情。
We need,
hold fast.
We need to hold fast to one thing.
啊，大错是要认的。
The big sins we need to confess.
小错也要认。
And the little sins we also need to confess.
啊，我们不要以为这个小错不要紧的啦。
Sometimes we feel like, oh, the little sins I don't need to confess.
啊，我们中国人常常讲，有人就是大错不犯，小错不断，就是天天犯小错。
And there's a Chinese saying that the big sins you can't commit, but it's okay to commit the little ones.
但是对于神来讲，大的要认，小的也要认。
But both big and small sins we need to confess.
弟兄姊妹，你们告诉我，认罪容易吗？
Tell me, is it easy to confess sins?
你认罪容易吗?
Is it easy to confess sins?
容易啊。是,认罪这些事情很容易做的。
It should be easy.
但是我们的性格告诉我们认罪不容易。
But our character and our personality tells us that it's not easy to confess.
所以我们常常讲我们见证的时候,我们都希望别人知道我们的刚强,我们的爱主,我们的好。那个不好的通通把它隐藏。
So sometimes when we make testimony or share our testimony, we like to talk about how we love the Lord, how strong we are, but our sins we keep it in secret.
一个很喜欢讲自己软弱失败的人是一个真正活在神跟前的人。
One who speaks of their own weaknesses is one who truly lives before the Lord.
不要一天到晚讲我们的得胜，我们怎样，弟兄姊妹，要告诉，要让主知道 我们是多么的软弱。
But we need to speak of our weaknesses and recognize that we are weak people before
Him. 你只有在这样的光景中，你才容易认。
Only in this type of condition will we be able to confess our sins.
不过在认错的事上啊，我再提醒一下。
But in confessing, I need to remind everyone.
这个隐藏的罪，你到神面前认就可以了。
These hidden sins, you bring it only before God.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
然后这些日子我们弟兄姊妹都在一起，对不对？
Maybe we have met for a period of
time. 表面上还很好的。
Maybe we are, superficially we're okay.
其实呢，我心里面一直恨他。
But in actuality, I have hate in my heart towards
this person.
见面时候，
哎呀，笑眯眯的。
And maybe when you greet each other, you're smiling.
那么现在呢，这个好像要认罪，对不对？
But now you need to confess.
你就有一天跑去跟他，哎呀，对不起，我这些日子都在恨你。
And you go up to this other person and say, I'm sorry, these past few months I've been hating you.
弟兄姊妹，你就做了愚昧的事了。
Then you've done something foolish.
啊，我们两个这么好，原来你一直恨我。
Then that other person will think, I thought we were on good terms, but you actually were hating me?
所以要有智慧，那隐藏的罪。
Those hidden sins you need to come before the Lord.
你说主啊，这些日子我里面一直恨我的弟兄。
You say, Lord, these past few months I've been hating my brother.
求你赦免我。
May you forgive me.
这个你不需要去跟他讲。
You don't need to confess it to the other person.
但是假使你有真正得罪人的地方。
But if you have actually committed sin towards someone else.
有具体的事实的。
You've actually hurt the other person.
对方也知道你在伤害他。
And the other person knew that they were recipients of that.
这个你就需要去对付。
Then you need to deal with that.
哇，我记得我年轻的时候啊。
I remember when I was younger.
那我所谓的年轻就是我高中得救。
When I was saved in my teens.
那是我这个青少年时代。
When in my younger days.
我们在教会里面弟兄姊妹很鼓励我们，带领我们学习认错。
The older brothers encouraged us and led us to confess our sins.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那个时候我们才知道圣灵的光进来的时候啊。
Then at that time we knew that when the light of the Holy Spirit shined
upon us, 很多的错误。
We realized that there are a lot of wrong in our hearts.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，那个时候我们就开始起来认错。
Then we began to confess and repent of our sins.
你知道圣灵常常在里面光照我们。
And the Holy Spirit within us will shine its light.
好，我再讲一个我幼年的时候的一个经历。
And I'll give another story of when I was young.
帮助年轻人。
In order to help the young people.
因为我们知道年轻人有很多时候也是死不认错的。
And sometimes the young people are, it's hard for them to admit wrong.
你知道你不认错对你个人来讲一点好处都没有。
If you, have a hard time admitting that you're wrong, it'll only hurt you.
我记得我们初中毕业的时候。
I remember,
junior
high. When I was done with middle school.
啊，那么我们学校呢有一个这个毕业典礼。
There was a graduation ceremony.
那么因为我们学校没有礼堂，所以我们借了个电影院。
There was no auditorium at our school, so we rented out a movie theater.
所以全校的人都到那个电影院。
So the entire school went to this movie theater.
等到那个毕业典礼完的时候啊。
When that graduation ceremony ended.
忽然同学们发现一件事情。
Suddenly, all of my classmates realized.
原来整个学校是空的。
学
校里面老师都出来了。
They realized that the school was empty.
啊，所以有很多同学就跑得飞快的就往学校那里冲了。
So all of these classmates ran back to the school.
去做什么呢？
What did they do?
跑到那个老师的办公室。
They ran into the teacher's offices.
哇，把他所有的抽屉都打开了。
They opened up all the drawers in there.At the teacher's office.
因为那好多年了，很多老师没收了很多东西在里面。
And through all the years, the teachers have collected various things and hidden in the drawers.
哇，大家就拿了就跑。
And so they stole all these items.
哇，那个整个办公室啊，那个很可怕，这个像整个被翻过了。
And they threw the office upside down and stole all these items.
那我呢，跑得比较慢。
I was a little bit slower.
所以等我跑到学校去的时候呢
And when I ran to the school,
一看东西都给人家好东西都拿光了
All the good items were taken.
我就到处找找看我还有什么可以拿的
And I looked around to see if there's anything worth
后来呢
taking.
我们后面呢有一个仓库是放运动器材的
And there was a closet that had some athletic equipment.
啊我就冲进去了
So I ran in there.
一看什么球啊什么都给人家拿光了
All the balls and were all taken away.
诶最后在地上发现一个东西。
I noticed on the ground there was one thing.
一个打气筒。
It was an air pump.
啊那个钢铁做的一个打气筒。
It was a metal air pump.
是给那些球打气的。
To inflate the balls.
我想啊没东西拿我就拿了一个这个东西回去。
I just thought, well, there's nothing better to take, I guess I'll take this.
那么 我拿回去之后呢在家里也没什么好打气的就是拿了个东西。
So I took it and went home. I was playing with it, but realized I didn't have anything to inflate.
那后来呢我家呢就从台中搬到台北去了。
Then, our family moved from Taizong to Taipei.
对我把这个打气筒也带走了。
And I brought this air pump with me.
因为后来不好玩了我就随便丢在一个水槽旁边。一个 reservoir.
Oh.
Water
sink?
Tank. 这个 water tank.
Oh.I had no use for it, so I just tossed it into this water reservoir.
啊那么当然很多年慢慢它就生锈了。
And after many years, it rusted.
当我得救的时候呢
After I was saved,
我有时候在主面前祷告。
Sometimes I would pray before the Lord.
哎有一天祷告很特别啊。
And one day, it was very interesting. One day when I was praying,
我跟着眼睛一闭起来
I was kneeling down praying and closing my eyes.
哎眼前就出现一个打气筒。
And before my eyes, I saw this air pump.
啊主就在告诉我。
And the Lord was telling me that you've committed wrong.
你偷了学校的东西啊。
You stole these items from the school.
那么这个打气筒。哎呀我说主啊这已经好多年了啦。
And I said, Lord, but this was so many years ago.
也不知道丢到哪里去了。
I don't even know where it is.
但是每次一祷告这个打气筒就出来了。
But every time I prayed, I saw this air pump.
所以我就回去在家里面找。
So then I went home to try to look for it.
结果呢就在那个水塘旁边找出来。
And then I found it in this, water tank.
哇这锈得不得了的锈啊。
And it was completely rusted over.
我本来想把它丢了算了。
And I thought, well, I'll just toss it.
但是主不许可我。
But God did not allow me to.
主说你要好好对付这件事情。
The Lord said to me, you have to deal with this.
我说我该怎么办呢
And I said, Lord, what do I do?
呀你知道那个时候年纪很轻啊小孩子。
I was very young, I was just a child.
所以我就写一封信。
So I wrote a letter.
然后呢把这个生锈的打气筒啊用纸把它包起来。
And so I wrapped up this air pump, this rusted air pump.
向我的校长写了一封道歉信。
So I wrote an apology letter to the principal of my school.
我说我是哪一年的毕业生。
I wrote, the graduation year.
哪一班的
?which class?
啊我的名字叫什么
?and my name.
我说现在我信了主耶稣。
And I wrote a letter saying, now I believe in the Lord.
啊我知道我做错事情。
And I understand that I did something wrong. Will you please forgive me?
当初我偷了学校这个打气筒。
I stole this air pump from school.
哇我就把它包起来啊。
And then I wrapped it.
我拿着邮局去寄啊。
And I brought it to the post office to mail it.
那个邮局的人拿着什么东西这么重啊很重的。
The person at the post office said, what is in here? It's so heavy.
我也不好讲我说你帮我寄吧。
And I just said, just send it for me, please.
弟兄姊妹等我把这个寄出去之后。
Brothers and sisters, as soon as I mailed it off,
我里面才平安。
Then I had peace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天如果我们要在主面前过光明的生活。
Today, if we are to live in light,
必须把我们里面所有的罪都对付清楚。
We need to deal with all of the sins in our
lives. 不要隐藏任何东西。
We cannot hide any of our sins.
约翰告诉我们。
John tells us.
如果你隐藏这些东西。
If you hide these things.
你跟神之间的交通就有问题。
It will compromise your fellowship with God.
你不可能明白神的话。
You cannot understand the word of God.
今天有很多人就说我用功读圣经认真读圣经就能明白神的话。不 只有你跟神有交通，你才能明白神的话。
Sometimes we feel like I'll put more effort into studying the Word of God to try to understand it, but we won't be able to. The only way is if we have true fellowship with God.
所以约翰一书非常的宝贵。
So 1 John chapter 1 is very important.
啊，约翰把一个最简单的道理，但最重要的道理告诉我们。
John has given us a simple principle, but a very important principle.
特别今天我们在这个黑暗的时代里。
Particularly in the dark world that we live in today.
基督徒要维持灵里面跟神之间有畅通的一个交通。
Christians need to have this unrestricted fellowship with God.
这是我们属灵生活光明健康的一条路。
And this is the only way for us to have a healthy, a bright spiritual life.
也只有你在跟神的交通里面。
Only within the fellowship
with God. 你可以躲过仇敌的诡计。
Can we be protected from the deception?
只有在这个光明的交通里面。
Only in this, fellowship with God.
你知道神的目的是什么。
Will you know what the will of God is?
你也知道做基督徒真实的意义是什么。
And you will know what the true meaning of being a Christian is.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
主已经救了我们。
God has already saved us.
我们里面已经有了神的生命。
We already have the life of God.
我们是有资格可以跟神交通。
And we have the ability to have fellowship with him.
神愿与我们交通。
And God desires to have fellowship with us.
你愿意跟他交通吗？
Are you willing to have fellowship with him?
求主让我们成为一个与神交通的人。
May we be people who have fellowship with God.
啊，我们最后来唱首诗歌。
Let's lastly sing a song and then conclude with some prayer.
我们唱这个诗歌哈，237首。
Let's sing hymn 237.
237首。
Hymn 237.
我们就唱第一节和第三节。我们唱第一节和第三节。
We'll just sing verses 1 and 3.
请弟兄姊妹大家起立好吗？
Can we all stand and sing?
我们一同站起来。我们还是一样啊，唱完之后呢，我们先同声有点祷告。
And after we sing this, we'll open up with some prayer.
我们要求主让不仅是听见这些啊，能够实际的活在其中。
And we need to pray that the Lord, that we would not only hear it, but it would become true in our life.
所以请弟兄姊妹好好为自己祷告。
So may we all pray for ourselves.
啊，也为我们整个教会祷告。
And pray for the entire church.
若是主感动。
And if the Lord moves.
有两三位弟兄姊妹等等带我们做结束的祷告。
We can have a couple of brothers and sisters close us with prayer.
我们请莉莉帮我们稍微弹一句好了。来，何等的安慰，蒙神的安慰，主日主时与主同行，无论尺寸不高，话语的智慧，有主能力和主生命，行走我是行走在神灵的能力中，生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，主日主时蒙他安慰我，何等的安慰，蒙神灵的安慰，主里生活何等甘甜，听他的声音，遵循他的智慧，没有间隔，只有缠绵，行走我是行走在神灵的能力中，生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，主日主时蒙他安慰我。主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
你所赐给我们的恩典实在是何其的浩大。
Because your grace is so tremendous.
我们原来只是一个罪人。
We are but sinners.
是远离神的。
Far away from God.
今天你不仅把我们救赎回来。
But today you have saved us.
你还赐给我们生命。
And you've given us this new life.
并且要以我们作为你交通的对象。
And you want us to be the objects of fellowship.
你愿意把你的心意 清清楚楚地告诉我们。
You always desire to pour out your heart to us.
主啊，愿我们能把自己再一次交在你的手中。
Lord, we offer ourselves back to you.
让主的灵在我们里面引导我们。
May the Spirit of God lead us.
让我们知道我们的生活需要你说话。
And in our lives, we need you to speak to us.
我们的侍奉需要你说话。
And in our service, we need you to speak to us.
主啊，愿我们在今天这个世代的里面。
In the generation that we're living in.
虽然我们是生活在这个世界中。
Even though we are living in the world.
我们却是受上面的指引。
But may we be led from above.
主，我们仰望你的恩典。
We look to your mercy.
求你在这些年间。
In these years,
把一切重要的真理都把它恢复起来。
May you restore all of these important principles.
好叫我们在你面前能蒙更深的恩典。
So that we can have and enjoy this tremendous grace.
主啊，愿你借着真理的圣灵。
May you give us the spirit of truth.
引我们进入这些话语的实际。
And lead us into the reality of these words.
让每个弟兄姊妹。
That every brother and sister.
都欢喜。与主交通。
May have joy in having fellowship with God.
所以我们求你照着自己的话赐下祝福。
Lord, may you bless us with your own words.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.